get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is not with us today, but he should be back with us for tomorrow's episode. In case you missed some of the last episodes where I mentioned it, he's in the process of moving and packing up his RV to do some traveling. And so he was just absolutely slammed this week. And so we decided that I would record some episodes solo and then he'll be back with us tomorrow. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the basics of SEO for WordPress. The basics of SEO for WordPress. I had to say that again, stuttered a bit. Now, SEO is a hot topic. It's a complicated topic. And it's often one that users get confused about, not just beginners, but even if you've been building websites for a while, having a good, thorough understanding of SEO can be difficult. And so there's a lot of information out there, and you can sometimes get information overwhelm where you have just too much, and there's articles telling you you need to do this and blah, 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 and it can be hard to understand. And so today's episode is meant to give you a high-level overview of SEO and kind of the SEO process of doing SEO correctly. And if you follow these steps, and then maybe you do some of your own research for some of the fine-tuning, then you will be off to a really good start with your SEO. Because here's the thing. Google wants to rank you if you have good content. And so that's kind of what this approach is focused on, is helping you develop good content. And then Google's going to do the rest for you. If you break a couple SEO rules in terms of, you know, not having the right header tags and stuff like that, that's okay. Google's not going to penalize you for it because if you have really great content that users want, then they want to make sure that they rank you and give the user what they're searching for. So that's kind of the premise here. So I'm going to break this up into two parts: what you need and then some high level steps that you can do. So the first thing that you're going to need, obviously having a WordPress website or in the process of building one and hosting account, a theme, those types of things. But in addition to that, you're going to need an SEO plugin. We recommend Yoast. It's the most popular. They've been around the longest. They have a lot of add-on tools, but the Yoast SEO plugin itself is completely free, and that's all you're going to need. The next thing is you're going to need to create a Google Search Console account. More on that below. You're going to need a Google Analytics account so that you can analyze your traffic and stuff like that. And then you're going to need a keyword research tool. Now, Ahrefs is awesome. It is expensive. You can also use Neil Patel's SEO tools, Uber Suggest, which is great. And I think, I'm not sure if they still have a free version. I know they did, but it's definitely cheaper than Ahrefs. Or you can just Google free keyword research tool and you can find some stuff to get you started. And the premise behind that, and actually leads us to our first step, first high level step, is you want to perform keyword research in order to find what your potential customers are searching for, right? You don't want to guess, right? You might be an expert in your niche, your product, whatever. And so you use different terminology to describe things, and you know the inner workings of how it all comes together and stuff. But your potential customer is not as well versed as you. So you want to know, what are they typing in? What problems are they trying to solve? How are they wording things? You know, are they using this word versus this word? So performing some keyword research is going to give you a lot of insight into what is the most popular things that your potential customers are looking for. And you don't want to just find what they're looking for in terms of your exact product. And you know, are they searching for, in my case, are they searching for a Divi plugin? Or are they searching more for a Divi child theme, right? Those are the products that I sell. But you also want to know, what are the other problems that they want to solve, even if it's not specific to a premium product that you're going to sell or have the potential to sell later. But also, you want to be able to come up with content ideas of content you can create, because it's not just about
customers that are searching for your exact product, but it's also about other searches that your potential customers are doing, other problems that they're trying to solve. Because if you help them solve their problem and they fit your target market, well, then once you're when they're on your site and you've provided something of value to them for free, then there's a great chance that they're going to check out what products you have and things that you can buy. And if you become just an industry expert, right, where no matter what they're searching for, you have content, well, they're going to remember you. And so when they do finally decide to make that purchasing decision, you're going to be at the top of their list because you've taught them so much. And now you're an authority in their niche. And so performing keyword research, not just about the product, but also about the other things kind of surrounding the product and other things that your target market are doing and searching for. So for example, if you're a web designer, you don't want just web design types of topics that's going to lead someone, if they're searching for a web designer, lead them to you. But also, what are the other things that they're struggling with, right? If they need a website, chances are they also need, you know, X, Y, and Z. Provide some helpful content that you have expertise on that's going to answer some of those questions for them too. And so again, keyword research is a great first step for that. And the next thing is you want to plan your website content around the keyword research, right? So some are going to be pages, some are going to be blog posts, et cetera. So in terms of content that's going to help them solve those other problems, answer those other questions and stuff, those are all typically going to be blog posts. But your pages might be something more concrete, something that you sell or a service you provide, right? And you want to make sure that you plan your content accordingly, right? And general rule of thumb is for on-page SEO, and we have another on-page SEO episode coming up in the future, but you want, so say for example, you are a Dallas WordPress web designer, right? And that's what gets searched the most, that keyword, right? And so you have a page that is called Dallas WordPress Web Designer. And on there, it talks about your service that you provide as a WordPress web designer in Dallas. You have a one H1 header tag that says, you know, we're the best WordPress web designer in Dallas. So it has the keywords kind of in it. And then the paragraph text talks about it. You might have some subtopics too. You want to have the keywords kind of intermixed, but not to a spammy level. It needs to sound natural. It needs to make sense to the user, right? You can use different variations of it, and Google's going to understand that. So you want to plan your pages out accordingly. So that's step two. Step three is to make sure you use the SEO plugin to include those keywords in your title tags and meta description. So you're using Yoast or another SEO plugin. They'll let you control your title tags, which is what shows up in the browser tab, and that tells the search engine and the user the overarching topic of the page. And then the description is what comes up, the meta description is what comes up on the search engine results page. Now, Google doesn't use that as a ranking factor, so they say, but the user does use that when considering which result to click on. So if they're searching for Dallas WordPress web designer, and then the title tag says number one WordPress web designer in Dallas, and then the meta description talks about, you know, why you're the number one WordPress web designer in Dallas. And they also see WordPress Dallas web designer, you know, in the description too, then it's going to be like, oh, wow, this is what I'm looking for. And so you include those keywords in there in a non-spammy way, as natural as possible. And that's going to help with your ranking, and then the description will help with your click-through rate. The next thing you want to do is submit your sitemap to Google Search Console. So Google knows that, hey, here's your pages of your site, and they know how to index it accordingly. But then when you update your content or you add new pages, your sitemap gets updated automatically and Google gets pinged. So then they'll come back and they'll recrawl your site and see what changed and that sort of thing. So that's super important. And then step five is to continuously, consistently adding helpful, valuable content to your website that answers users' questions based on your keyword research, right? The more helpful content you can add over time, the more that Google's going to see you as an authority, and therefore they're going to rank you. Your overall rankings are going to slowly increase as the level of content and the different areas of content that you cover So that's really important. Step six, and this is not really something you do, this is something that you do with each and every piece of content that you publish, is to make sure that you're promoting your content on social media, as well as reaching out to industry experts to hopefully link back to you. So if you're using an SEO tool, you can see all the different links that your competitors have, and you can see who's linking to them. You can reach out to those sites and say, hey, I also have similar content, similar products, whatever, similar services. Can you link to me as well? And so getting backlinks is going to help with your overall rankings too. And so you want to make sure that you're spending all this time creating really great content, that you promote it on social media. Put some paid advertising dollars behind it too. It doesn't have to be a lot, just to kind of get the name out there on your business and the value that you're providing. And that's going to help with traffic, with your overall brand recognition long term. And then in return, it's going to help with your search rankings as well. And then, yeah, again, getting links back to your site is also a great way to get some increased rankings. So the next step is to create not just highly valuable content, but also resources, things that can generate buzz in your niche and get others to link to you. So for example, for my company, Divi Life, early on, I created a promo bar generator, right? To be able to have a drop-in promo bar to promote a sale or something like that. And I ended up later creating a whole plugin based on it called Divi Bars, but the generator is still free and people can then put in their custom message, custom link for the button, put in their own colors. There's a color picker, and then they click generate, and then they get sent the email. They get sent an email with the code that they can just drop in into their site. Completely free tool. It's a way for me to get users on my email list, but it's a really helpful free service that I provide on my website. And that's something that people have linked to because it's really helpful. It generates buzz. People go and they check it out. They also find it when searching for different things. So creating something like that, David and his company, they have something called the Divi Demo Zone, where you can try out Divi and see a bunch of layouts and stuff. And get access to everything and get access to like a real site that will last for a couple days before it expires. So it's a great way to kind of test things out. So those are examples of something that's really valuable to the user, completely free, and it helps with linking and SEO and stuff like that. The next thing you want to make sure you're doing, and again, this isn't really a step-by-step in order, but just kind of a high-level view. This is something you want to be continuously doing as you're building your site and creating content, is you want to make sure that you're continuously linking to your own content. We call that internal linking, because that shows Google, it helps Google with the crawling, and if you're linking to your own content, then Google sees that as, hey, if they think that their own content is awesome enough for them to link to, then it must be awesome for us to show as well. But if you're writing content and then you're writing more content, you're not linking back to your other pieces of content, then it's like, well, if they don't bother linking to their own content, then maybe we shouldn't rank it. So it shows that you're backing up what you have said previously and you're referencing it again. Obviously it needs to make sense in the context of your content. You don't want to just add internal links just to add internal links. They need to be relevant to what your page is talking about, what your post is talking about. But that's basically, that's what experts do, right? It's like you write a good piece of content on XYZ, and then you have another really great piece of content on ABC. Well, in ABC, if you talk about something that's mentioned in XYZ and explained much more thoroughly, then you want to make sure you link to it so people can go and learn. And that's what experts do, and Google loves that. So internal linking is really important. And then the last thing is kind of just a general thing, is make sure your website loads quickly. That's becoming more and more important to users, more and more important to search engines. And so you don't want to have really great content, really great site with lots of awesome things for the user, but your website loads really slow. So people hit the back button, they go away. All of a sudden you see your search engine rankings drop because no one wants to stick around and wait for your slow website. So make sure your website loads. Everyone's going to be happier, including Google, including you. So this is by no means a fully exhaustive list of everything that you can know about SEO. This is meant to be a high level kind of basics of SEO so you can understand what that process is. What do you do, right? Everyone wants more traffic from the search engines. That's free traffic, but how do you get it? If you kind of implement these high level steps and do these things over time, you will have a great ranking website, right? Google loves high quality content. Make sure your content, your blog posts are thorough. Make sure they answer the questions. Make sure there's a lot of thought and research that goes into it, and you're going to benefit from it long term. You don't want it to be short. You don't want 100, 200 word articles. You want 1,000, 1,500 plus word articles. And that's going to help you. So that is it for this episode. Tune in tomorrow. David should be back with us. We're going to be talking about some other awesome things related to WordPress, web design, marketing. I'm not sure what the topic is, so you'll just have to wait and see. So until then, take care. Goodbye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.